We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, we're back. Marks and Reese. This is a fast break. Spending the entire break texting with my wife, having an angry text conversation with my wife. Like, ooh, everything's boy. Normal here.
Welcome back.
Yep, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Unfreaking believable.
We're good.
Yeah. Do we want to dive in or no, or just keep it moving?
Well,
I think it's appropriate to dive in.
No, we don't need it. I have not that anybody cares about it, but I have two sick children.
Yes.
And a 6 month old that just cut her first tooth and is very, very
irritable
and unhappy. Mm-hmm. And my wife isn't feeling well. I'm the only one that actually is symptom free from anything. And, right. You know, so and my daughter's thrown up this morning at 6 o'clock. My other daughter has 102 fever, and then so I'm at the doctor and trying to get in the work because I do have a job. As I point out, I have to get in the work. So she's just, you know.
And you got to come in here. You got to trade the quarterback.
No, yeah, exactly. I have to make sure that I probably could have just came in at 155 and done what I'm doing today. I think that's her point. No, she's got a lot going on at home. I'll just leave it like that, right? But unfortunately, what do you want me to do about it? I'm doing what I can. I went to Target and I did a pickup, all right? I did a pickup this morning and I was late getting in because of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I was fine with it. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
She misses you.
I don't know about that.
Bill.
Oh, and tell her I said thank you. I got the message from her, too.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
And she didn't even tell me.
Well.
No, and I appreciate her reaching out. No, she was asking. She's like, well, you know, like, I'm like, yeah. I'm not pressing it. I talked to him briefly, but, you know, like, whatever. So
she hit me on
on the gram?
Instagram, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I'm rare to go on, but yeah. Yep. So I thank her. Thank you.
You got it. All right, so let's move on with our Twitter question.
Yes, please.
Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let me move off of that text conversation right there. Jack, what did you put up today? I'm sorry. I'm unprepared for the Twitter question.
Which was your main takeaway from Sunday? A, C, they were never that good and beat a bunch of scrubs. Or B, just a bad game, still overall happy with the season. A nice 52-48 split to start.
Who the hell's voting B?
Everyone's voting. B's ahead 52-48. Just a bad game, still overall happy with the season.
Wow.
Bunch of softies.
So I'm a softy. You went totally over the top with the "there are a bunch of scrubs" because I don't believe there are a bunch of scrubs.
Did you really tweet that out?
Yeah, I did.
He put quotes on it too.
God,
well, I did. Yeah, they did. Well, would they beat good teams down the stretch?
No, you're right. Oh, you mean they beat a bunch of scrubs?
Yes, they beat a bunch.
Okay,
of
you
scrubs.
Didn't call them a bunch.
No,
of scrubs.
I said they
okay.
beat a bunch of scrubs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they did. They did. So that's why I voted A. Was that. You know what? When I went back, I went back and I looked at the quarterbacks that Andy Reid mm-hmm. beat in 2011 that bought him another year, right? Remember, he was 4-8, and it was a bad season.
Yeah, I remember that. The last four games.
The last, it was, so that he.
Very similar.
It was. He beat like a J.P. Losman. And
it was like the Dolphins, the.
So it was a combination of Matt Moore and Losman, Mark Sanchez. Do you know who started for the Cowboys?
Ooh.
Stephen McGee.
Who?
I don't remember him at all.
Tell you about it.
He's number seven.
Stephen McGee started that game.
Holy man.
And then Rex Grossman was
Rex Grossman was still playing?
He was. So J.P. Losman, Matt Moore, Sanchez, Stephen Magee, and Rex Grossman. And I remember being on the radio, and I was, my head exploded when I was being told, everything's fine, they won the last four games. And it's like, okay, if you want to give me Andy Reid deserves another year because he's Andy Reid, like, then use that. Don't tell me that these last four games are meaningful, because they're not. They beat bad teams with bad quarterbacks at the end of the season. Most of these teams are trying to lose games, right? And it was actually late last week, I started worrying about that, because it's like, all right, like, listen, I'm not going to tell you that I'm not excited the team's in the playoffs, and I'm not, like, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Right, yeah.
The details do matter, though, right? Like, it does matter who they beat. It does matter that COVID was a big factor in the Washington game, and Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm was a big factor. So it's like, those things do matter.
They do matter.
They do.
And the Eagles know that, too, meaning upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, upstairs wasn't fooled by who they beat down the stretch. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had to beat a bunch of teams with at least above-average quarterbacks on their team and above-average defense, and Jalen play well, now you would feel better. My thing, and I like Jalen. I think he's going to be back. I really do. But that's different than saying, is he the guy? Right?
Right.
Like, that's different than saying, is he the guy?
Right. Yeah, because I feel like you're saying you think he's going to be back because of the circumstances.
Yes.
And it's not like Russell Wilson might or probably doesn't want to come here if he has other options. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause. They both have no-trade clauses.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come here, right?
Right.
So the likelihood is your best option is going to be Jalen Hurts and getting
Hurts.
More data on him.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you think that he's the guy long-term or the Eagles do.
And it doesn't mean he's going to look any better next year. Like, what do the Eagles do this offseason to ensure Jalen Hurts looks good? Wentz went in his second season. They knew who the hell he was out there throwing the ball to in his rookie year. And that's all we did was say, you got to get this kid some weapons this offseason, this and that and the other. Now, they didn't go out and get the top free agents, but they improved the roster on the team. And it took off. They did that because they were invested in the quarterback. So they want him to look good. They want him to have an opportunity to be successful. I'm wondering, do they go out if they can't improve this team from free agency? Because that's how you go to the playoff team. Like they made the playoffs this year because they played bad teams down the stretch. That may not happen next year. Secondly, if you just improve this roster with just rookies and draft picks, A, you don't know if you're hitting on good players. B, how soon does it take for them to get adjusted to the NFL game? And how good are you? Because when you have rookies out there, you're going through rookie mistakes.
Yeah, they taking a step back next year to play with rookies?
Right.
That's
so
a good point.
Do they do that next year? And if they don't believe Jalen is the guy, how much do they try to improve this roster with free agents this offseason? Like, how much do they try to improve the roster? In other words, are they really going out there to try to get a Davante Adams or a number one wide receiver to put with Jalen Hurts?
Right.
If they don't necessarily believe he's the guy moving forward, then why would you do that?
Right. They wait.
Like, I don't know if they're going to do that. I'm just saying these are the questions that they're going to be asking themselves this offseason and how you attack this offseason.
Well, plus, if you invest – however much millions it takes to get Davante Adams, you also have to replace Rodney McLeod. You have to
get.
You have to invest in linebackers, maybe. You have to get a quarterback.
Defensive ends.
Yeah, a cornerback aside from Darius Slay, because Nelson was only on a 1-year deal. Like, sure, we can go all you want with offense, but the defense, where are the foundational pieces?
No, I hear you.
Another corner.
And that's what the Eagles have to look at. I mean, that's what they're going to have to look at.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know if this team, like, we think they should continue to climb. Like, that's the natural trajectory. I don't know if they're going to do that. Like, how do you improve the team enough this offseason for them to be able to?
Yeah, what do they matter?
And if they're only a 7th seed, okay. See, here's what the league is going to now. It's not just making the playoffs. You got to win your division because you got to have a home playoff game.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Being the 7th seed does nothing for us.
No.
That just got us home at 4:00 Sunday Like, you need to be one of these home teams that's hosting the playoff game. So you need to win your division.
So all the home teams won, or no, the
Except
Cowboys
for
didn't.
You know who.
Yeah.
They do what they do.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I will say I did feel better around 7:30 Sunday.
So did I, and there's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being happy that the Cowboys blew it in extraordinary fashion.
Exactly.
And then we got the cherry on top that McCarthy's coming back yesterday.
Yeah.
And then they might let Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn go to keep McCarthy there.
And let me say this. I mean, Stephen Jones says – what was the exact term that he said, though? We expect him to come back or
– Yeah, when you say that
– We'll see. Big Jerry didn't say he's coming back yet. That's all I'm saying.
Until they get wind that Kellen might get a head coaching job. And like, hold on.
Yeah, we're going to have to make Kellen the head coach.
Yep. Well, listen, Dan Quinn's a Super Bowl coach. I mean, I know they lost it, but
he
went to
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you.
All right. Look who's on the line, Ike.
Well, there was one person in town that was happy yesterday.
Mad Mike is on the line. Mad Mike became very popular and actually a hero to a lot of fans out there. Mad Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Ike, I miss you, and I wanted you to feel the gloating as I do my victory lap and rub it in everyone's face that I was right, especially OG Wade and Chuck from Mount Airy.
Oh, my
Take
God.
It. I'll understand that I'm better and I know more about football than you guys do.
Oh.
So,
that's a great idea.
Was that a mild take or was it scorching yesterday? Did you lay it on a little thicker
yesterday? It's just here's the thing. Like I don't want Jalen Hurts back next year. I don't. I want to cut bait. I don't care what quarterback we get. I want to cut bait and just know that we're going to go in a different direction, because wasting another year on a quarterback that can't play quarterback makes no sense to me. I don't care if you just turn it over to Minshew. I don't care. Honestly, you're in a position this year and this year alone. And what's driving me nuts is I hear people calling in saying, invest in a linebacker. Eagles are never drafting a linebacker in the first round. And build the defense up. They're not going to do that. You have the ammunition and the draft picks to do something this year. If you try to build up the team and it gets to a point where they're good enough to get in the playoffs, but your quarterback's still not good enough, you're never going to be able to get a quarterback because you're not going to have the draft capital to do it, and you're going to be a middling, floundering team. And, this reminds me of the 2009 and 2010 teams, that they were just good enough to get in the playoffs, got whacked, and then the team totally fell apart.
Man.
But Andy knew it. Andy knew they needed a new franchise quarterback, and he was sniffing around. He was trying to get up to get Ryan Tannehill. He was looking. See, Mike, for all the criticism you give for Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, they know that, man.
I believe they do.
They know that.
Yeah.
They know they need to get a top quarterback. They do.
I feel like they don't. There's no mirrors at the NovaCare Center. They don't look themselves in the mirror. We made it right back into the playoffs after a down season. Like, they are patting themselves on the back and drinking champagne right now. Like, I don't have any faith that these guys
I don't agree with that.
Are taking a good hard look at themselves, and they're just like, Jalen's going to improve. Like, that's
I don't believe theory. I don't believe that they that that's the way they feel or they're acting.
I don't trust them. And honestly. I still have to rub it in Joe Giglio's face, and I'm going to take Elliott Shore Parks to school this weekend because he told me he knows more about football, and that's a lie. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just on my gloating tour right now. But I just don't see anything. Bringing Jalen Hurts back is just wasting another year.
But, Mike, I mean, you're gloating, but how many wins did you have them having this year?
Four.
So you were only off by five games.
Yeah, but the narrative changed that Jalen is the guy, and he's a good guy, and he's got all these intangibles. He's got nothing. He got rattled. The guy wasn't supposed to be he was supposed to be rattle-proof. No, that's not true. And, I'm tired of his stupid smile.
All right, Mike. Goodbye. Yeah, he had a walking boot on after the game, which he said he couldn't. What was the quote where he couldn't do what he normally wants to do? He called it get sexy or something like that.
I will say this: listening to Nick Sirianni talk about Jalen afterwards, it sounds like he's the guy moving forward. It just does, because they could have very easily had conversations about how do you handle the Jalen Hurts questions after the game. And
you look at Frank Reich. And
right. Do you overcommit and all of that?
Right.
Yeah, they stumbled and bumbled out there in Indy. Did they realize that they don't really have another choice but to stick with the guy? They just didn't want to tell their fans that right now. Pretty much. But anyway, it sounds like Nick Sirianni was not necessarily for Sunday's game, how he played, but on the season, he's praising him.
Yeah. I think he likes him. Sure sounds like it. He likes him. You have it? Here it is.
I thought he had a great year, and he came a long way. And that's what I expect from Jalen, just because of the type of football character he has, the type of character he has, the toughness that he has, the love for football that he has. I can't say enough good things about Jalen the player, you know, the person.
Yeah. Yeah, he just listened. We're gonna play Jalen Hurts bingo with all the intangibles that you can talk about with him, because he just checked a bunch off the list. Yeah, yes, I agree with all those things. And you know what? You know what? I can tell Nick Sirianni genuinely likes him, and Nick thinks that he did have a good year. They won 9 games. Whether they did it running the football or whatever, Nick Sirianni's being talked about. Hey, look at the great job Nick Sirianni did, right? Wasn't a disastrous season. Jalen Hurts made some progress this year, but I still think that the bigger picture look of, all right, listen, all right, we can come back with Jalen Hurts. He could be our quarterback next year, but Russell Wilson's available. This quarterback's available. That quarterback's available. Right, like that's something that the front office it's probably weighing on their mind, and they're taking a look around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when the season ends and it doesn't end the way they want it to end, that's what they're going to do. They're going to reevaluate the situation. They know that there's a lot of question marks about their quarterback position and moving forward. I mean, it's being discussed. It's being discussed, right? You got Daniel Jeremiah putting trade proposals out there.
Yes, so which we'll talk about coming up at 3 o'clock.
People are discussing it on a national level, so it's not as if anyone – watched the game Sunday. They watched Jalen all season and said the Eagles have their quarterback.
No, I don't think anybody.
They may have said it in the moment when Jalen was having some good games or what have you, but coming down the stretch and looking at that playoff game, you hear very few people saying, you know, the Eagles need to stop looking for a quarterback. They have their quarterback of the future because they watched the game Sunday.
Yep.
They watched the game Sunday.
So Chris Long, who, I mean, being here a short period of time, people look at him as being, and he's a guy that cares about the franchise, mm-hmm. and certainly we looked forward to seeing what he says about things. But on Jalen Hurts, he says, inevitably, if you play in big games, you will be judged. He has performed in spots this year really good. In an offseason where you're going to have a lot of options, I think it's reasonable to say, I don't know who the quarterback of the future is. So in other words, with all the different factors of who could be available and who isn't available, he thinks it's reasonable to say, I don't know who the quarterback of the future is.
Yep, and what he's basically saying is Jalen Hurts didn't do enough to lock down the position to where the Eagles don't have to go looking for a quarterback. And because they have all these assets and cap space, it puts them in play. Because once one of these guys do become available, until that guy says, I'm not going there, the Eagles are going to try to get that guy. And a team that is looking to trade one of those guys are going to keep the Eagles in the conversation because you want whomever else is involved that wants your quarterback to beat what the Eagles could offer you. So
yep.
The Eagles' name, because of the assets that they have, is going to continue to come up, especially when off-season talks start to heat up about free agency and
they'll be involved
else.
In every rumor.
Man.
Wide receiver.
Especially when it comes to the quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah.
They just are.
Yeah, at some point, Aaron Rodgers will be coming to Philly. Somebody will write that it's a consideration,
well,
you know?
Well, here's the other thing, and I said this, not to harp on Wentz, but the whole Indy thing. You got to have somebody that wants to come to Indy.
Right.
Like, who are you trading for that improves your chances than what you already have there? You've already given up a first and a third to get him. Now you got to give up something else to get somebody else?
Right.
Yeah,
and pay him.
And pay him? Like, where are you doing
and
that?
Have dead cap off of Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, with the Eagles, they're going to kick the tires, but they have a good situation from the standpoint they can fall back on him. Because he's already under contract and he's cheap.
Yeah.
So they're not in a position where they're in dire straits and they have to go out and make something happen. They can sit back and pounce when the opportunity presents itself, knowing that they have him here as the starting quarterback already and Gardner Minshew as the backup. My only thing is, how do you get this team to the next level? We watched that team. Dude, they of the 14 teams that were in the playoffs, they looked like the 14th team in the playoffs. And one team got 47 put up on this weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
And in Pittsburgh, they may as well not even went to Kansas City.
And the Cardinals got busted last night.
Yeah, so but the Eagles, when you look at their roster, the quarterback situation moving forward, they're
the furthest away.
Exactly.
Well, they're down 31-0 too. Like, yeah. The final score would indicate it wasn't like
well,
that.
Well, by the way, Tampa didn't look great either, even though they were down 31-0.
Which is why I don't think they're going to repeat.
No, I agree.
They're not going to repeat, but they didn't have to do much to beat the Eagles.
Nope.
If another team was out there before the Rager muff punt, you could have thought that maybe another team would have won that game.
Who they play? Who does Green Bay have?
I mean, Rams.
Tampa Bay. Ooh. Yeah, they may be. It may be over next week for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's a short line, too.
Yeah.
Plus, Stafford's a winner now.
Yes. Did you watch? He didn't have to throw the ball last night, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had his over on yards. Went way under.
Had the shortest pick six in NFL playoff history, a 3-yard pick six.
Yeah, come on, Kyler.
Did you hear what Booger had to say about that play? What did
he say? Come on, Kyler.
I have never seen a quarterback panic as easily as he has done. What in the Carson Wentz is that right there? You cannot make that mistake.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Believe me, I heard that a couple times today. And he's exactly right.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's probably the last person who did that.
Well, yeah.
He would have thrown left-handed.
Yeah, if it was really Wentz, he would have thrown left-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on, and Wentz. It was the only way we can get the ball back.
Right. It's
so it was
smart.
Actually the right play. It was the right play to pick six.
That's what he was thinking.
Belichick's gonna implement that next year in the Mac Jones game plan.
All right, coming up, we'll get back to your phone calls, everybody. We appreciate the patience. 215-592-9494.
Patience. We better be another year of patience.
Yeah, see, when you're saying the Eagles are in a good situation to be able to bring Jalen Hurts back, I'm kind of like, yeah, we are?
Well, I mean,
if Gardner Minshew starts that game, it's 17-10 at halftime.
Oh, here we go.
How about that? Because he takes what the defense gives him, and he just dumps it off. And Gardner Minshew, has his ceiling's lower than Jalen Hurts.
He knows his limitations, so he's not trying to make the spectacular play.
Right. They're more competitive with Gardner Minshew
like,
in that game.
Foles.
Like Foles.
Like Foles knows his limitations. Yeah. He can get the ball out quick.
Oh, he would have won that game with Foles.
Oh, come on, man.
215-592-9494.
Did he bring BG out for the coin toss? Did that work?
I don't. They didn't do
he
that.
He was there.
Right?
He was, but he was not the coin toss. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Sirianni.
He backed out?
I would have, yes. I would have not advised that you send him out, especially the way that he started. It would have went right to that. Coming up, an NFL Network guy set Twitter on fire this morning with a Russell Wilson to the Eagles trade proposal. What was it? Would you do it? Would we do it? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, missing football on Thursdays? Well, you can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just bet a $10 bet on a same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same-game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. Now, it's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And when you win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Again, get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free, up to $1,000, and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.